Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. According to a statement by Interior Senator Spranger, Berlin's public prosecutor's office is currently investigating 379 corona testing centers regarding fraudulent activity, mainly tests that never took place. This alone has cost the city 25 million euros. In total, the Interior Administration has calculated 142 million euros in damages due to fraud in connection to the corona pandemic, including things like fraudulent aid. At the moment, according to Spranger, more than 10,000 proceedings are underway in this regard. And moreover, there are more than 2,400 cases of falsified vaccination or mask exemption certificates. Only a few days ago, the Berlin police did take action against a group of corona fraudsters. Investigators searched 10 homes and offices in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and Tempelhof-Schöneberg, as well as in Brandenburg, seizing evidence including business documents, storage media, and about 7.5 million euros. Transport Senator Bettina Jarasch announced on Tuesday that Berlin's idea of offering a €0 ticket in the summer as a promotional measure for new subscription customers in local public transport is apparently off the table. She explained that the implementation is difficult because of the many stakeholders in such a short time, and added, quote, "That's why I'm skeptical that we'll get it done, which I think is a shame," unquote. Berlin's Transport Administration was considering using the planned €9 ticket financed by the federal government to offer public transport completely free of charge in the months of June, July, and August for subscription customers. The Senate would then have covered the remaining difference in cost, hoping to attract new customers with the promotion. Due to the corona pandemic, the BVG and S-Bahn have lost regular customers and sold fewer season tickets than in previous years. Jarasch explained, however, that she believes the €9 ticket will not win new customers, as the promotion is only short-term and not sustainable, when what is needed is a massive gain in passengers who switch to public transport permanently. The €9 ticket will be available at ticket machines and passenger centers starting next Monday. After a Senate meeting on Tuesday, Mayor Giffey announced that the Senate is convinced that Berlin must immediately prepare for an increase in the number of coronavirus infections that may occur in the autumn, stating, quote, "We've agreed that the relevant senator will prepare a bill for June containing a concept of measures to prepare the city for the corona infection situation, which may come again in the autumn," unquote. While currently the trend in the seven-day incidence, intensive care bed utilization, and the proportion of infected people being hospitalized is positive, the mayor added that it's about being prepared. Health Senator Ulrike Gothe will then be expected to explain the concept of measures to the Senate, after which Berlin Briefing will fill you in on all of its details. E-scooters and e-bikes have recently been tested in the city for the first time as a supplement to classic rail replacement transportation. And in view of the provider tier, this has been successful. Per a tier spokeswoman to the Morgan Post, quote, "From initial impressions, we rate this pilot project a complete success." And she added that it shows that many people in the city prefer the flexible use of an e-scooter or e-bike to a ride on rail replacement buses, even though they incur additional costs. Around 120 vehicles were made available during construction work by the BVG on the tram line through Weißensee. Those who wanted to use an e-scooter or e-bike had to pay a €1 activation fee and then an additional 19 cents per minute of travel time. The BVG had explained that the project was being tested to see how the offer would be received, with hopes that the alternative to bus replacement transport could ensure that fewer passengers would use their cars during construction work. TIER and BVG have been working together for some time on the Yelby mobility platform. However, the sharing provider had expanded its business territory for the project in Weißensee, and in the first 10 days of the project, more than 4,000 trips took place in the area of rail replacement transport alone. However, a detailed analysis of the data has not yet been conducted. That is planned for the next few weeks, including a comparison with the usual user figures without rail replacement services. After that, there will be an evaluation of the data with the BVG, TIER, as well as with the State of Berlin, which should provide insights into the extent to which the infrastructure in Weißensee can be improved. Despite the fact that the comprehensive analysis is still pending, according to TIER, there are already plans for cooperation with YELBI for integration into further rail replacement transport operations in Berlin. Meanwhile, BVG's construction work on Berliner Allee continues. The work, divided into various construction phases, is expected to last until July 25th, including 1.6 kilometers of new track, 3 bus shelters, and the renewal of 1,000 meters of conduits. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.